fix the time,
sure.
relative time elements in this. It's pretty interesting, I think. And then you later approached Crockett and Millender. And where were they practicing?
They were in the Cadillac Tower, where the law firm is still today. Mm-hmm. And it was the Goodman, Eden, Rob, Millender, Ben Rotze. Crockett was in there as well. Or no, I think Crockett, as a matter of fact, was on... I think he was either on... He's either practicing or was on Recorder's Court. I forget when he was elected. But I got involved in Richard Austin's campaign for mayor in 1969 in an effort to impress Bob Millender, in an effort to impress him enough with the hard work there that he might consider me for his law firm when I graduated in January of 1970. That did not work out, but the politics I got bit by it and have enjoyed the real world of politics ever since.
It was not totally wasted effort.
It was not wasted whatsoever. Neither the candidate, the effort of the candidate, nor the involvement in the political process. Mm.
Justice Archer, I'd like to come back to the proposition of your actual casework on the Supreme Court of Michigan, and invite you to evaluate to whatever degree you care to do it. What do you think of as your principle or your main achievement in terms of opinion writing or dissents, speaking out on the case and controversy concept? Do you have a case or two cases or three that stick with you as the things that you are most proud of that you did there?
I think I'm most proudest of having the privilege to have served. The contribution that I think I was able to make to the court was contributing to the tremendous collegiality that had existed prior to my coming onto the court and helping to promote collegiality. I'd like to think that another contribution that I made was to the bench, the bar, and to the public by making myself available while on the court to speak at civic groups, before charitable groups, before civic organizations, in elementary schools, high schools, junior high, colleges, in the lower peninsula and upper peninsula, in the large cities, in the urban areas, sharing with them the majesty of the law, the respect that we all should have for the rule of law, and why the rule of law is important, and as it relates to the opinions that I assigned that were authored by others, whether a majority or dissent, or those that I authored as a majority opinion or concurring opinion or dissenting opinion, I'm equally proud of all of them and the opportunity to have participated. Each case was exceedingly important. I gave it 100% on each issue. And therefore, I regret to say no case, as a result, stands out. And I leave that for others to make their assessment of whatever contribution they think that I made.
One of the notes that I made in anticipation of our talk here, Sizemore versus Smock, Parents' Right of Action for Loss of Child's Consortium.
Yes.
You wrote in that a dissent, I believe.
I did.
And Justice Boyle, I think, also had a dissent. That fits within the framework of what you've just said? Or
absolutely.
Okay, fine.
The great thing about being on the Supreme Court, and I was often asked while being on the court, did I miss private practice? And I indicated No, because I did not have time to miss it, because I was so busy in the work of the court administratively or determining what cases we should grant leave to appeal on, or researching and writing opinions on cases that we had taken and had heard, that I didn't have a chance to miss private practice. But the one thing that I always remarked was, when given a moment to reflect, was that the difference between private practice and being on the court was that if there was a disagreement with the action of a court, I had several choices. I could go back to my office and complain. I could take an appeal to the Court of Appeals, and if lost, the option was to go to the Michigan Supreme Court. And if both of those avenues proved to be fruitless, I could still complain to my colleagues and anybody else who might care to listen, which would be few. However, on the Michigan Supreme Court, if I disagreed with an opinion of my colleague, or with all of my colleagues, in fact, I could write a dissenting opinion. And so I enjoyed the opportunity and the right proscribed under the Michigan Constitution that if you disagree, or if you agree with an action, you either sign an opinion or you write your own to set forth the parameters of your disagreement or your concurrence. And a concurring opinion might indicate that you agree with the result, but for different reasons than the majority reach, for example, but you agree with the result of the majority opinion. So from that perspective, I enjoyed it. And on other opinions, where history will not be able to record, nor will I share with anyone else, how each of us in our own way were able to influence how an opinion ultimately was signed. That is to say, there may have been language within the opinion that I or several may believe to have gone too far, and was able to convince our colleagues, whether we signed it or even if we were going to write a dissenting opinion, to modify the opinion to more narrowly have it focused rather than being broad, or from being narrow to being broad, or those kinds of things, by having the collegiality and the opportunity to be heard and the willingness of our colleagues to listen to each other help mold, I think, the opinions. And I'm pleased to have had that opportunity to participate.